And now may I speak in the name of the living God, who's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Our gospel this weekend has two distinct themes, and while related, they don't demand to stay together. That of Jesus' promise, on this rock I will build my church, and that of Jesus' promise of the keys of the kingdom. So I'm offering just this once two smaller pieces to listen to together, on separate occasions, and may you find blessing in each of them. So the section here, verse 19 of today's gospel, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and here are the important bits. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And these are difficult verses, and your understanding of them might be very different to mine. But let's see. Keys, of course, speak of access. Access given and access denied. That's what we have there, bound and loosed. Given Peter's declaration just before this verse and the admonishment at the end of the reading for the disciples all to keep quiet about who Jesus is, so after this verse, would assume that these keys in between these brackets are about access to information and revelation. And certainly elsewhere in the Gospels, the scribes and Pharisees are confronted with barring access to God in healing, access to God in worship, in fellowship, and much else. And staying with the idea of access to information and through that to God, certainly church history has a similar track record. The Latin Mass, under the guise of mystery, also held on to deny access to God's word for ordinary people. And there is much, much else. But today, all these centuries later, in current politics, there is also much talk of denied access to political discourse, the brokenness of democracy, which is also about access to a voice, access to a say. And globally, we know of denied access to human rights, denied access to education, to basic healthcare, clean water, food, all these things, denied access to employment that lends purpose to life, as well as the means to live financially. So we could continue this journey into what the keys might be talking about, into what these keys might be inviting us to reflect on. And of course, there is mileage in all these directions. And if you continue to think along those lines, then I wish you a fruitful journey. But I want really to zoom in on one aspect, which is not at all obvious here, but I'm coming to it simply because when we looked at this theme of the keys of the kingdom in one of the Bible studies in the last couple of months, it generated quite a lot of discussion between a couple of people. And it was this, it was around the theme of forgiveness, because for one particular person, it seemed to imply that people were given or denied access to forgiveness via these keys. But really what stirred things up was forgiveness, of course, comes from God. Well, yes, it does. So what then are these keys saying in a subject area of forgiveness? in terms of denying or giving access, loosing and binding. So there was a little bit of exploration there amongst a couple of people. And I just want to give that a little bit of mileage today because we are at the same reading. So I wonder if, yes, forgiveness is God's. And Jesus makes that clear in a couple of his healing miracles that only God can forgive sins. So that what we're dealing with here in this keys thing, it's not actual forgiveness of God, but the ongoing consequences of sin, ongoing beyond forgiveness being sought and granted. So imagine that person A has offended person B, maybe by stealing something, perhaps an item, perhaps whatever, use your imagination. The offender person A has asked God's forgiveness and it has been granted. There may even have been restitution, who knows? And then there is this flip side with these keys that the church that has the keys of the kingdom, are they effecting that forgiveness by the willingness to forgive also? In their teaching, in their preaching, in their actions. Or to withhold, yeah, the kingdom keys, bind or loose. So this person A, this culprit, this offender, though forgiven by God, is still effectively bound by the unforgiving attitude and unforgiving action. And they can't, as modern parlance says, move on. So think of, if you can, and this ages me a bit, think of the forgiveness of God being like a check written. And yet the church with the keys are like the bank custodians who do or don't allow a cashing in of that check. As a little mini metaphor of these keys, loosing or binding, giving access or denying access. And so somebody might have a check, but if it's not cashed in, life continues to be lived in poverty. Not because the check writer, in this case God, offering free forgiveness and mercy, is withholding that forgiveness or is ungenerous, but because it's not been cashed in, because the access to cashing in has been denied. When not so very long ago, Archbishop Desmond Tutu set up the Truth Commission in post-apartheid South Africa, it was not only, or even principally, to hold perpetrators to account. It was rather to create a platform or a space in which forgiveness was not only a private matter between person and God. For in that, we've just seen, the guilt can live on. Not because when this kind of forgiveness happens, these keys seem to hint, potentially everyone can be set free. Offender and offended alike. Whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. The flip side of whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. So when that loosing happens with these keys, when the church, when God's people open the doors, give access, cash that check, everyone is set free. The offender can access the forgiveness granted by God, and the offended alike, by forgiving, by allowing access to that forgiveness, is also set free from bearing a grudge, from living as a victim. And the result in this loosing that embraces and brings together and affects deeply and permanently the offender and the offended alike. The result is that there's a celebration and abundant life. Now, celebration is an image much present in the Gospel of Luke. Abundant life is an image we find a lot in the Gospel of John. And both of those follow. The keys of the kingdom to bind or to loosen. And that is what in this second promise is offered. Not a prayer to finish, but just one line from a prayer to finish this bit. From the Lord's Prayer, in fact, the reminder. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us.